Well, we saw that the NFL schedule release has come and gone, and now we have the entire schedule in front of ourselves, and we can see really the times and networks where you'll probably want to be watching this season. Certainly, we know that that opening night game, Bills and Rams, is going to be a fascinating show live from the same place where the Rams won their Super Bowl at home, and the Bills, obviously, their playoffs last year ended in a heartbreaking fashion in overtime. We'll see how the game goes between the Bills and the Rams. It'll be fun. On opening night on NBC, coming this September. Chiefs-Buccaneers, of course, was the game that NBC put out early. That one is going to be week 4 on Sunday Night Football. And a little bit later in the season, we'll get Packers-Bills on Sunday Night Football, and we'll get a Rams-Packers late in the season on Monday Night Football. So, I mean, the primetime packages are really kind of intriguing to see that they've kind of more evenly divided than in the past. You know, Monday Night Football was clearly in the past a step behind Sunday Night Football, but with the preliminary schedule this year, they seem pretty even, and I mean, it's going to be how it's going to be. So, of course, that we already know the international games. There's going to be plenty of those. We've got 3 in England, in London. We've got 1 in Germany, and 1 down in Mexico City. And it will be, I believe, just correct me if I'm wrong, but I think this is the most ABC ESPN simulcast that we've ever had for Monday Night Football. We'll have that in week 1 and week 3. And then I think twice at the end of the season. And then, of course, they'll have those for the week 18, the two games that they have in week 18 on Saturday. So plenty of action that ABC fans will have, including an exclusive ABC game in week 2. Which, of course, has not been done and up until this season. But next year, there will be 3 exclusive ABC games. So, obviously, you want to get used to that going forward. You know, we don't need to get too far into it, but Thursday Night Football did get a couple of good matchups, as we predicted, that they'd get really a mixed bag of good, bad, and everything in between. And they got that Titans Cowboys game late in the season. Don't know how good either of those two teams are going to be, but they were both in the playoffs last year, so we'll see how they do by that point. There were also Packers appearance on Thursday Night Football, so obviously with the setup of Thursday Night Football, you're going to get pretty much every team airing on Thursday Night Football, and that is why it's such a mixed bag of different games and different matchups. And they did get a lot of bad games too to go along with other really good ones that they got, so they're getting some good ones about every month, at least 1 or 2 a month where they're getting 1 or 2 good games. So it'll be interesting. But let's fast forward to Thanksgiving and how this is going to stack up. Of course, Fox will have the World Cup. They'll have 2 games on the broadcast network airing. Neither of them involve the United States. The United States will play on Black Friday. But I think this one, the day of Thanksgiving, features Portugal in a game against Ghana, I believe. And Uruguay is also playing, I believe, on... No, it's not Uruguay. It's Brazil, I think, and Serbia on Thanksgiving, if I can get that straight. But the NFL schedule on Thanksgiving, the Bills will take on the Lions. I mean, the Lions haven't been good in a while. I mean, the Bills probably going to be a playoff team again, so at least they'll have 1 playoff team on the airwave there. Giants and Cowboys, don't know how good the Giants are going to be, but the Cowboys are probably going to fight for the division. And it's really... We haven't really seen Giants-Cowboys on Thanksgiving. I mean, even though they play every single season in Dallas, we just haven't seen this on the schedule. It's traditionally been Washington when Fox has the game. Finally, they mix it up and get the Giants against the Cowboys. And then the primetime game on NBC will be the Patriots and the Vikings. So, obviously not the most extravagant schedule that we've had on Thanksgiving before. We've had crazier games to happen on Thanksgiving. But, I mean, the Giants-Cowboys game is probably going to be the most intriguing as of right now. I don't know how good these teams are going to be by the time we get to late November, but we'll just have to wait and see. So let's fast forward all the way to week 16, Christmas week. This is, I mean, different than what we've had in years past. We haven't had, so Christmas is falling on a Sunday. It hasn't fallen on a Sunday in, I don't remember how long, but it's been a hot minute. But traditionally, when Christmas does fall on a Sunday, we'll see all of the NFL put all of their games on Saturday on Christmas Eve, basically their normal Sunday slate over there on Saturday, and then we'll see NBC or their traditional Sunday night game on Christmas Day. But this year we will get a Thursday night game on Thursday night, Jaguars Jets. Then we'll have a full slate of games on Saturday with the Raiders and Steelers exclusively on NFL Network on that Saturday night in week 16. And then our Christmas Day schedule, Green Bay Packers, Miami Dolphins on Fox, Nickelodeon and CBS will have the Broncos and the Rams at 3:30 Central Time, 4:30 Eastern. And the Buccaneers and Cardinals will air in that traditional Sunday night time slot on NBC. And, of course, there'll be Monday Night Football the following night, Chargers and Colts. But, I mean, aside from that, and the one other quirk that, you know, people probably caught on when it was announced earlier that the Sugar Bowl was going to move off of its traditional time slot of, well, it's not its traditional time slot anyway, because they traditionally play New Year's Day, but New Year's Day obviously falling on a Sunday as Christmas falls on a Sunday. So that is why. That's why the Sugar Bowl is now going to be New Year's Eve this year. So, because they're going to have a Monday Night Football game on that Monday night. They have not traditionally had this because in the past, before last season, we only had a 17-week season, and that had traditionally been week 17. So the day after week 17 had ended, we would have had, after week 17 would have ended, we would have had our normal, quote, New Year's Day bowl games. But so it'll be the Rose Bowl leading into the Bills and the Bengals. Obviously, I would think the Rose Bowl stays exclusive to ESPN, but there's been changes to things before, and the Bills and Bengals game is set to be simulcast on ESPN and ABC. So we'll just have to see. I don't know anything else, but that game is set to start at 7:30 Central Time. 8:30 Eastern time. So I don't know, maybe they try to bump that Rose Bowl up just a tad bit, try to get that kickoff right at 4 o'clock. College football games these days, for like some of these bowl games, they got a lot 4 hours for, and it's crazy. They gotta try to get that game starting at like 5 Eastern time, that Rose Bowl on the West Coast. So I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see. And obviously, college football, the playoff is going to be on New Year's Eve, I think, this year. But New Year's Eve is on a Saturday, so that's pretty good for them. And yeah, Rose Bowl, 5 Eastern time on ESPN. So obviously going to be a strange year in a lot of different regards. We got that Christmas Day triple header, which we usually don't have. We haven't, I think, the most ever international games in a season. Well, certainly the most countries internationally of three. And we've got a lot of ABC games. We've got Amazon games for the first time this season exclusively. Well, we've had one Amazon exclusive before, but not on this kind of scale. We've got a full package. We got a ton of different changes, and then it will change. A couple more things will change the following year. John Aranda of Sports Business Journal, he's reported that Fox will air 2 wild card games, 2 divisional games, the NFC Championship and the Super Bowl. Most playoff football games aired on a single network. I don't know exactly since when, but it is going to be certainly Fox will have a lot of playoff action. They'll have that Super Bowl with Kevin Burkhardt in the broadcast booth. So that will mean 2 of Fox's booths will call playoff games this year, and it will be their last time broadcasting 2 divisional games in the single season, because the NFL is going to dish out 1 divisional game to ESPN and ABC going forward. And they're going to dish out 1 to NBC and Peacock each year. And then obviously Fox and CBS will each have 1. So it will be the last time for a network to have this kind of playoff coverage. And obviously Fox could have had Thursday Night Football, but they didn't want to be in that lame duck position this year. So they made a deal with Amazon to get them in this year. So I don't think it was a bad idea. I don't think it was the wrong choice. It was a business decision, and they can find their Thursday night programming this year and can put some baseball on Thursday nights if they want to, because, well, now you're dealing with, you're competing with a digital company now. You're not dealing with a traditional TV network. You can try to, because obviously so there's going to be an audience for an older audience that is just not going to be on Amazon Prime Video. They're not going to be watching Thursday Night Football, and you want to take advantage of that, and you want to put programming on to attract as many viewers as you can to the programming. So obviously, such a interesting season that we've got ahead, and really don't know to what extent exactly we're going to have a great season, but hey, it's every season's a great season, because they're like, oh, it's the biggest season ever. Well, we'll see about that. We'll see. All right. Thanks for listening. Subscribe to the podcast. Share it around. And peace out.